John S. Doyle is here with It Says in the Papers.
Housing is the main story for two papers, following a report from the Society of Chartered Surveyors of Ireland. The Society examined the affordability of new suburban homes in Cork, Galway, Meath, Kildare and Wicklow. What the Irish Examiner takes from it is that the dream of owning a standard three-bedroom home in Ireland is moving further out of reach of the average Irish couple. The Irish Independent says that a couple on a good income are still left nearly €80,000 short when trying to buy a new home in some counties outside Dublin. The Irish Times looks abroad for its lead story. Derek Scally writes that the European Union Special Representative for Human Rights has reminded member states that they are forbidden from exporting equipment and arms to countries where there is what he called a clear risk they will be used to commit violations of human rights and humanitarian law. The EU report says that according to monitoring by the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, there has been extensive disregard for international human rights by all parties in the Israel-Hamas conflict, Scally writes. The Irish Daily Mail leads with the plan announced by the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, for pharmacies to provide prescriptions for certain medicines to reduce pressure on GPs. The Irish Daily Mirror reports that a 40-year-old Irishman is in custody after police in Peru seized 55 kilos of cocaine to be trafficked to Europe. Daniel Whiffen's triumphant return north to his hometown of Mahuralin and its local hall with his gold and bronze Olympic medals is widely reported. "I don't think I've seen so many people at St. Patrick's since my first communion all those years back. It's really amazing," he said, quoted in The Independent. Now Daniel's swimming in a sea of fans, says the Belfast Telegraph. "Gold Dan boy," says the headline on the Irish News. The reintroduction to Ireland of the white-tailed sea eagle is described at length in The Times by Anne Lucy. 27 birds were brought in this year on a specially chartered flight from Norway, she writes. And she quotes a man from the National Parks and Wildlife Services as saying, "Farmers are incredibly supportive now." The Irish Daily Star reports that Brian Warfield of the Wolftones has defended the singing of "Ooh Ah Up the Ra" during the Olympic homecoming in Dublin, and said he'll try to get Kylie Minogue to sing it at the Electric Picnic, which takes place this weekend. In The Times, Ronan McGreevy reports that a small brewery, Ballykilcavan, which is situated just outside Stradbally, where the Electric Picnic takes place, has questioned the festival's sustainability, given that neither it nor any other craft brewery or distillery can sell their drinks on site. Instead, a Dutch multinational has a monopoly on alcohol served at the picnic. The festival's promoter, Melvin Benn, is quoted as saying of Ballykilcavan, "I don't like the beer. Does that ever occur to anybody?" The Examiner's front page picture by Dominic Walsh is of eight contestants in the Rose of Tralee Festival, which also takes place this weekend. One of the hosts of the show, Dahi O'Shea, makes the Irish Sun's lead story for having expressed support for his pal Gráinne Shoiga, who the paper earlier reported is in talks to run for Fianna Fáil in Galway West in the next election. "No better woman," O'Shea told the paper. Old age is celebrated on two front pages. The Times has a photograph of Derek Murphy, aged 82, from Irishtown, Dublin, cycling on Ringsend Road on a tricycle with his dog Turbo tied to it. Dara MacDonald took the picture. The Independent's photograph by Mark Condren is of June Ann Byrne. Born 91 years ago in Cove, she has been playing tennis for 78 years and competed at Wimbledon 7 times. Ms. Byrne is still playing and coaching, Adriana Verona reports. On an inside page, there is a newspaper cutting, possibly from the 50s, with a picture of the young player reaching for a high ball. "Irish Miss Sparkles," says the headline.
That's amazing. John, thank you very much indeed.